Hi, I'm Luke Dennis, the Development Director at WYSO. We are happy we can deliver these programs to you, people who listen on the web, and we rely on you to help us pay for this service. So at our website, wyso.org, click Support This Station and help keep these services coming. And thank you.
This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of early fall. I walk the alleys some mornings and I have watched how gardens become bedraggled and overgrown with weeds at this point in the autumn. And all the intent of the gardener seems to be overgrown as well. Gardens like houses or yards or jobs or cars or families are certainly products of intent, either directly or indirectly. And the intrusion of natural decay or lack of care, in contrast, belies a breakdown of intent and a breakdown of application. The enemies of intent are numerous. Aging often wears away the stone of decisions, as do weeds and seasons, insects, disease, mistakes, indifference, loss, depression, and discouragement. And even though I am the landscaper, and even though the land may cede momentarily to my dream for color and sustenance, I know it will eventually all break down and be pushed out by weather and invasive species. But retreating from the realization that all is vanity, I find comfort in reflecting that my garden exists best, or maybe only in my mind. Its form emerges not so much from the soil of my yard, but from my intent and from the slime of my brain. And then I need not worry about dandelions, creeping Charlie or chickweed, age or climate change. Space, I know deep down, space is not external, not something outside of myself. And time is not simply a matter of September or May. Beauty really only lies in the eye of the beholder. Whether I dig or plant or reap or not, the vision of my heart is true. Memory or fantasy growing up to choke out the weeds and the storms of change. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the final week of early fall. In the meantime, don't be discouraged by the passing summer. It's really still inside you.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.